Alright guys, here we go, playing some more Paladin of the Sky. Now, I have tried to get as close as possible to where I'm supposed to go, mainly getting to the place to eat breakfast, but as you can see, there's a cutscene.
Paladin of-
Let me go ahead and read the first line here.
Not drunk. A man yelled. I'm not drunk. You are father. A young man said to the drunk man. Mind your own business, son. The man roared. Calm down, father. The younger man said, trying to soothe his intoxicated father. You shut up. He roared, slapping his son. Stop that, meanie. A young boy said. The young boy approached the intoxicated man and began to fight him.
Yeah!
After a few minutes of intense battling, the boy was knocked unconscious.
Oh dear.
Who the hell do you think you are? I asked furiously. The man, tired from his battle, ran westward towards the wing. I considered following, but realized I should help the injured boy. I crouched in front of the unconscious body. Kelly, mind fetching me an ice pack from one of the eateries? I asked. Sure, Ross, hold on just a second. She said. After a few moments of caring for the child, he regained consciousness. Where'd he started to say? Shh! I said soothingly. That man is gone. I said. Damn it. The boy swore. He got away? Afraid so, kid. Cecil said. The boy climbed to his feet. I've got to find him before he hurts, the boy started to say, but was interrupted. You don't need to be going anywhere. I said firmly. What's your name? Kelly asked, trying to get the boy's mind off of the evil man. Gabriel. The boy said. We turned to the older boy whose father caused the commotion. Who are you? Who is he? I asked the young man. I'm Jason, that man was Bert, my father. The man's son answered.
Ah, Bert.
He's really a nice man when he's sober. Right, sure. I said, uninterested. Let's go hunt the loser down. Cecil said. Probably a good idea. Kelly said. Before he hurts someone else. Can I come too? The boy asked. I'm not sure, Gabriel. I said. Not really child's play. Oh, come on, he's a dragon halfling, couldn't you tell? Kelly whispered into my ear. Yeah, that magic seemed like dragon magic. I said. Resignedly, I turned to Gabriel and spoke. Fine, come along. Gabriel has joined the group.
Alright, so, do you have a new person here?
Dinnertime restaurant.
So that's where we were earlier.
Falcon dining area, for breakfast and lunch meals only.
So let's still go in here, because I think there's some stuff in here we need to get. So what I'm going to do is walk along the wall and hit enter to see if I can find anything hidden. I'm just going to walk along the wall, and then once I get through this room, I will go ahead and pursue the storyline. But first, let's see if there's anything hidden here. I don't think so, but you never know. I thought there was a treasure in here somewhere. So let's just keep walking around here. Just tapping enter as I continue to walk here. There we go. The music is really good too. I've said this before, but the music in this game is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Hopefully I'm not missing anything here. Just walking down these, walking the perimeter of the room. Looks like there isn't anything going on here, so. Walk around here and see if there's anything interesting.
It is a table. It appears to be very clean.
I thought there was an item in here somewhere. Maybe not. Unless I missed it. I may have missed something.
You are in Falcon dining area.
Yeah, I may have.
It is a table. It appears to be very clean.
I may have missed something somewhere. Oh well. It's not the end of the world, I suppose.
I should find Bert. General gaming facility.
Not there.
Wing 2.
Now I believe somewhere around here is a teleporter. I've got Windows updates. That's great. Not that I need Windows updates, but that's alright.
You are in Wing 2. Recreation floor 2. Wing 2. Wing 1.
Unless it's on the hidden floor. Let me see. Let me go back over to the teleporter.
I saw a rather drunk-looking man disappear at a point just left of here. It was strange. He just vanished.
Uh-huh, here we go.
Hidden floor. Wing. Hidden floor.
Alright. Now. Let me go ahead and save here.
Hidden lounge. Game info. Which everyone's health. Which saving game.
Alright, save the game and let's explore. Somewhere here. There should be. Aha. So I'm heading west.
I should find Bert.
Now where?
Hidden.
Actually, I wonder if it's in here somewhere. Since the guy was drunk. Actually, that should be your first clue. Actually, that's where that door goes. I remember now. Let's see if I can find it here.
Hello, sir. We think a child abuser may be in the pub. I said with a very professional tone.
Oops, sorry.
Kelly proceeded to give a description. I recognize the man you're talking about, but I can't help ya. The guy responded. Afraid I'm under strict orders not to let no one back there.
Ugh.
If there's anything else I can do for you, don't hesitate to ask. Let's go back and see if there's anything Jason can do for us. Cecil suggested. Sorry, I can't help you.
So we have to go back. That's alright though. Now I think Jason was... Sorry, I'm finding the exit here.
Wing 1. Recreation Floor 1. Denari Cafe.
Oh, I don't want to go there.
I see. Jason said after we told him our predicament. Alright then, just tell them Jason sent you.
That's it? Really?
They'll let you in after that. Good luck, and don't be too hard on him, would ya? Listen, Jason? I asked. Yeah? He replied. If your dad is in the hidden pub, that must mean he's a dragon halfling, right? Well, yes he is. Jason replied. I thought on this fact. Somehow it had never occurred to me that there were not so nice dragon halflings out there. But of course there were, who was I kidding? Earth to Ross. Cecil said. Oh, hum? I said. Sorry, I was thinking about something. My series of thoughts interrupted, I walked towards the pub with my friends. Bert's not really a bad person, he really isn't.
Really? Says you, his son. Alright, let's... I think there's a teleporter around here, so... No, let's go back to where I was going.
Recreation Floor 1.
We'll go this way.
Hidden Floor. Every saving game. Right. Game save.
Let's save the game, and here we go into the pub.
Right, I'll take you there then. Bird's Palace.
Alright, so... that's the teleporter back. We're gonna follow walls.
A little gangsta has run away. Kelly said...
continue that.
Run.
Just in case we find something. Just in case there's something useful.
Run.
I doubt it. Oh, yes there is.
Kelly found a healing potion. You are in Bert's palace.
Alright. See if there's anything else here before I...
run.
Staying clear of that teleporter.
A little... run. Caveman robot has run. Bert's Palace F2. A thugger has run. A thugger has run.
Actually, before I do anything.
Game info. Saving game. Game. A little game.
Find the galactic dust.
Game info. No. Cave. A little.
If I can find it, huh?
A little.
Aha.
Kelly found a galactic dust. Kelly. A little. Saving game.
Alright, let's see what's going on over here.
Security, help. Select the active character, Ross, Kelly, Cecil, Gabriel, Ross.
Alright, let's go with, Ross.
Let round one begin. Ross. Security guard.
Ross versus security guard.
A security guard has challenged Slice. Use a Oblivion Dance. Base power, 50.
Yeah!
Ross casts a decent Oblivion Dance, dealing 7 damage. Security guard attacks Ross, dealing 6 damage. So 96. Use.
Yeah! Oblivion Dance!
Ross casts a perfect Oblivion Dance, dealing 19 damage. Security guard attacks Ross, dealing 7 damage. So 83.
Use. Yeah! Oblivion Dance!
So defense. Use. Oblivion.
Yeah! Oblivion Dance!
Ross, you.
Yeah! Oblivion Dance!
Ross, 44%, 87 of 120. Use it, select Oblivion.
Yeah! Oblivion Dance!
Ross casts a perfect Oblivion Dance, dealing 20 damage. Security, use Oblivion.
Yeah!
Ross casts a fail. Use Oblivion.
Yeah! Oblivion Dance!
Rock, so 15% use.
Yeah! Oblivion Dance!
Rock, secure, select, use.
Yeah!
One more shot to take him out.
Oblivion Dance!
Rock, security guard. Ross has gained 50 experience points. Ross has received 10 coins. Select the active character, Ross, Kelly.
Oh boy.
Let round 2 begin. Kelly. Versus. Security Guard 2.
Uh-oh.
Security Guard 2 has challenged Slice. Use energy burst.
Yeah!
Secure. Select 90%. 250. Use energy.
Yeah! Energy burst!
Kelly casts a perfect energy burst, dealing 13 damage.
There we go.
Security guard 2 attacks Kelly, dealing 19 damage. Select 70. Use energy.
Yeah! Energy burst!
Kelly. Energy burst.
Yeah! Energy burst!
Kelly.
Yeah! Energy burst!
Select 30%. 185. Use energy.
Yeah! Energy burst!
Select. Use
energy. Yeah! Energy burst!
Kelly has gained 120. Kelly has increased to level 10. Strength has increased by 3, defense by 0, and health by 30. Gabriel has increased to level 3. Strength has increased. Kelly has received 20 co. Select the active character. Ross. Kelly.
Oh boy.
Cecil. Gabriel. Ross. Kelly. Let round 3 begin. Kelly. Versus. Security guard 3. Secured. Select 195. 100%. Use it. Energy.
Yeah! Energy burst!
Kelly casts a perfect energy burst, dealing 12 damage. Security guard 3 attacks Kelly, dealing 29 damage. Select 84. Use.
Yeah! Energy burst! Yeah! Energy burst! Yeah! Energy burst! Yeah! Energy burst! Yeah! Energy burst!
Select 2%. 18 of 300. Use energy.
Yeah! Energy burst!
Kelly has gained 900 experience. Kelly has increased to level 12. Strength. Ross has increased to level 11. Strength has. Cecil has increased to level 11. Strength has. Gabriel. Strength. Kelly has received 40 coins.
Alright.
A little. A thugger. Game. Would you like to save your game? Yes. Saving game. Game.
Now what I'm gonna do. Is.
A little. Select an option. Party. Dragon strike. Bag. Items. Die. Medicine. Healing potion. 3. Level curve. Healing. Kelly gulps a healing potion, restoring 282 health. Medicine. Healing potion. 2. Select an. Dragon. Card. Kelly. Ross. Current care. Select an. 72 of 130. Select. Dragon strike scrolls. Bag. Medicine. Healing potion. 2. Ross gulps a healing potion, restoring 58 health. Medicine. Select.
Alright, let's see if we can take on this other guy here.
You cannot pass, my friend.
Why? Can't
run.
Why?
Run.
This is annoying. Aha! Run.
Ross found a healing po- Ross stored the healing. Ross found a healing. Ross.
Good, more potions.
A little.
Those are always good to have. Alright, we got this guy to deal with. Yeah, here we go.
In what year did the Human Dragon War start? 2001. 2010. 2014, 2015, 2022, 2029, 2035, 2037, 2040, 2050, 2060, 2001. 2029, 2022, 2015, 2014, 2029. Wrong. I will teleport you backwards now.
Hey, come on.
Earth Palace.
Hey, that's not fair. I hate trivia. What was it? 2037? This is obnoxious. Let's see here. I don't want to fight these guys. There
we go. In what year did the human dragon war? 2014, 2035, 2037. How long did the human dragon war last? 5 days, 2 weeks, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 11 months, 1 year, 5 years. 10 years, 100 years, 5 days.
Oh, come on, really?
2 weeks, 1 month.
I think it was
3 months.
3 months?
Wrong. Teehee. I will teleport you backwards now. Towards palace.
Really? Really? This is obnoxious. Other recorded files. Because I'm trying to remember how long it was.
In what year did the human 2029, 2035, 2037. How long did the human dragon war last? 5 days, 2 weeks, 1 month. Wrong. Teehee.
Really?
I will teleport. Words happen.
Or I keep guessing.
Run. Words.
Or I go back and look at my recordings, which actually I think I will do.
Run.
So.
Run. Select an option. Party. Audacity.
I'm gonna pause the recording. I will be back right back. Alright, let's see if I can do this here.
Paladin of. In what year? 2029, 2035, 2037. How long did the human dragon war last? 2 weeks, 1, 3 months, 6 months. Which company owns the Paladin, the ship you are flying in at this very moment? Starwalkers.
Okay, yes, the answer is 6 months.
Galactoride, Jupiter Cruise, Eclipsis, Moonwings, Jopolis Rescue, Starwalkers.
Alright, so we did that little trivia. Now we should be able to continue here.
You scare me. Eek.
Good go.
Earth's Palace F3.
Now.
Game and. Would you. Saving game. Games.
Let me, look for the galactic dust here.
No.
Where is the galactic dust? Aha.
Ross found a galactic. Saving game. Game saves. I don't like Bert. He's too bossy.
Alright then.
All the teleport pads can be confusing.
So, we have, two teleport pads. No, three teleport pads. No, I think I went the right way, though. Let's see.
You are in Bert's Palace F3. A Where am I again?
I think I'm going the right way. So let's go back over here. Or not.
I don't like Bert. He's...
It's not there.
Game. Would you saving game? Game. Game. No.
Now I think this is the right way to go. I'm trying to find the galactic dust. Yep.
Ross found a galactic rock. Saving game. Game.
So we're going the right way now. So it's just a matter of looking for the right
teleporter. Again, and you brought back up, have ya? Bert taunted Gabriel.
Uh-oh.
You again, and you brought back up, have ya? Bert taunted Gabriel.
And here's Bert.
Just shut up. Shut up right now. Kelly said furiously. Listen, Bert, does this make you happy? I asked scathingly. You proud that you can beat up someone a third of your size and a fourth of your weight? Yeah, whatever. Bring it on, Ross. Bring it on. Bert snared. Drunken Bert has challenged you to a battle. Slice with knife, Ross. Use it. Oblivion dance.
Here we go, right? Yeah!
Ross casts a failed Oblivion Dance, dealing 5 damage. Drunken Bert attacks Ross, dealing 9 damage. Drunken Bert tosses a beer can at Ross, temporarily stunning Ross. Select your move, roll dice, slice, defend.
Now there is a trick to this guy, you have to defend.
99%, Ross was unable to attack the opponent. Drunken Bert attacks Ross, dealing 9 damage. Select your move, roll, slice, defend. Ross was unable to attack the opponent. Drunken Bert attacks Ross, dealing 9. Drunken Bert tosses a beer can at Ross, but Ross resists the effects. Drunken Bert attacks Ross, dealing 8 damage. Ross is no longer stunned. Cancel. Oblivion Dance.
Yeah!
Ross casts a fit. Drunken Bert tosses a beer can at Ross, temporarily stunning Ross. Press. Select now.
Reload that. You have to defend. I think it's every. Other
a karate
time?
Run.
Because he will stun you, but let's see if I can do this here.
You again. Drunken slice defend. Ross crouches into a defensive stance. Drunken Bert attacks Ross, dealing 5 damage. Drunken Bert tosses a beer can at Ross, but it glances off harmlessly.
Okay, so.
Yeah!
Ross casts a decent Oblivion Dance, dealing 7 damage. Drunken Bert attacks Ross, dealing 9 damage. Select, defend. Ross crouches into a defensive stance. Drunken Bert attacks Ross, dealing 4 damage. Drunken Bert tosses a beer can at Ross, but it glances off harmlessly. Select your press.
Alright, so.
Select an option. Continue game.
The way this works is he will try to stun you every other turn. So let's see if I can do this.
Now loading.
Now that I know his pattern.
You again. Drunks. Use a can Oblivion Dance. Can't slice defend. Ross crouches into a defensive stance. Drunken Bert tosses a beer can at Ross, but it glances off harmlessly. Select. Use a can
Oblivion Dance.
Ross casts a perfect Oblivion Dance, dealing 19 damage.
There we go.
Drunken Bird attacks Ross, dealing 9 damage. Defend. Ross crouches into Drunken Bird attacks Ross, dealing 5 damage. Drunken Bird tosses a beer can at Ross, but it glances off harmlessly. Select 111 of 130. 95%.
Yeah! Oblivion Dance!
Ross casts a perfect Oblivion Dance, dealing 18 damage. Drunken Bird attacks Ross, dealing 9 damage. Select. Defend. Ross crouches. Drunken Bird tosses a beer can. Select.
Yeah! Oblivion Dance!
Ross, drunk, still 85%, 88 of defense. Ross crouches into a defensive stance. Drunken Bird attacks Ross, dealing 4 damage. Drunken Bird tosses a beer can at Ross, but it
Yeah! Oblivion Dance!
Ross cast, drunk, still use
the problem is
Oblivion.
Yeah!
Ross casts Drunken Bird tosses a beer can at Ross, temporarily stunning Ross. Select your press.
Let me select try now loading. Else. Let's try.
Dragon Party. Select Kelly. Current. Select an option. Saving game. Game.
Let's try Kelly.
You again. Just shut up. Shut up right now. Kelly said, listen Bert, does this make you happy? I asked, you proud that, yeah, whatever, bring it on, Kelly, bring it on.
Alright, so let's see.
Kelly crouched, drunken bird tosses a beer can at Kelly, but it glances, uses energy.
Yeah!
Drunken bird attacks, Kelly crouched, drunken bird attacks Kelly, dealing 7 damage. Drunken bird tosses a beer can at Kelly, but it uses
energy. Yeah! Energy burst!
Kelly casts a perfect energy burst, dealing 25 damage. Drunk, select your 318 of 360, 90% defense. Kelly crouches into a defense. Drunken Bird attacks Kelly, dealing 8 damage. Drunken Bird,
Here we go.
Energy burst!
Kelly casts a perfect energy burst, dealing 23 damage. Drunken, select 83% Kelly crouch, Drunken Bird,
Energy burst!
Oops.
Energy burst!
Kelly, Drunken Bird attack. Drunken Bird tosses a beer can at Kelly, temporarily stunning Kelly. Select 261. Kelly was unable to attack the opponent.
I messed that up.
Drunken Bird tosses a beer can at Kelly, but Kelly resists the effects. Select 234. Kelly was Drunken Bird attacks Kelly, dealing 14 damage. Kelly is no longer selects Kelly drunk. Drunken Bird toss 214 of 360, 68%. Used energy.
Yeah! Energy burst.
Kelly drunken selects Kelly crouches into a defensive stance. Drunken Bird tosses
Yeah! Energy burst.
Kelly drunks defend. 54%, 177 of 360. Kelly crouch, drunk. Drunken Bird tosses a beer can at Kelly, but it glances.
Energy burst.
Kelly, Drunken Bird attacks Kelly, dealing 16. Kelly crouch. Select 147 of 360. 48%.
I think we can take him
use
out.
Energy burst.
Kelly, drunken. Diffuse
energy. Yeah. Energy burst.
Kelly drunk. Silk defend. Kelly drunken bird tosses. Silk.
Yeah. Energy burst.
Kelly drunk. Silk 26%. 88 of 360. Defend. Kelly drunk. Silk defend. Use
energy. Yeah. Energy burst.
Kelly drunken. Silk defend. 19%. Kelly drunk. Silk 57.
Energy burst.
Kelly drunk. Select. Kelly drunk. Drunk. Select. 11%. 37 of.
Energy burst.
Kelly drunk. Select your move. 24 of 4%. Kelly drunk. Drunk. Select. 17 of 360.
Oh boy. Okay.
Use.
Energy burst.
Kelly drunken bird defeated.
There we go.
Kelly has gained 1,200 experience points. Kelly has increased to level 14. Strength. Kelly can now use the Dragon Strike Scroll Diabolical Fire. Ross has increased to level 12. Strength. Cecil has increased. Strength has increased. Cecil can now use the Dragon Strike Scroll Demon's Gift. Gabriel, strength has. Kelly has received 75 coins.
There we go.
What a crazy man. Gabriel said.
What a crazy man. Yeah, really.
Indeed he is. I said. Well, we should probably go get breakfast. Kelly said. Breakfast? I forgot all about that. I laughed. We should also probably find Gabriel's mother. Cecil said. One thing at a time, I think we've earned breakfast first. I said. Right then, to the fucking dining area. We all said.
So, there's nothing else here.
Would you like to save saving game? Game.
Now, before I end this, I want to show you the scrolls that we got.
Dragon Strike Scroll. What can't practice? Listen to can't Diabolical Fire. Base power 18.
Yeah.
What action would you like to perform?
Actually, that seems pretty easy. Let me try that, actually.
Cancel. Warning. Yes. No. Select an exit. 77 of 420.
Let me try that real quick, because that sounds like fun. Cecil also got some scrolls, which I don't like his scrolls, but... Oh, the enemies are gone?
A thug. Use. Diabolical.
Yeah. Diabolical fire!
Kelly casts a perfect diabolical fire, dealing 63 damage. Thugger attacks Kelly, dealing 3 damage. Still 30% use diabolical.
Actually, that's a pretty good one, because it's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hey-ya!
That one's easy.
Diabolical fire!
Kelly has gained 56 XP. Kelly has received 7 coins. Kelly is level 14. Kelly needs 170 XP.
Alright.
Game. Saving game. Games.
Actually, what I think I'll do is grind just a little bit.
Audacity.
But as for this recording is over. Join me again in, I believe we are up to part number 5. Yeah. Part 5, but until next time, bye.